Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
So Tori is in the office next to the studio. She does our TikTok videos. She does a great job at that.
Mm-hmm.
But then she comes in here sometimes and disagrees with me, and I don't like that as much.
She's sitting in really well.
But she was talking to me while the songs were playing. And I don't know what you were reading, Tori, but you said that there was this thing where women were bashing their husbands.
Oh, yeah. I've clicked off the thread now. But, I mean, it was all good humor stuff.
Where was it? What was
it?
It
was just something on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it was the funniest one to me was that her husband chewed so loud that one time she had to pause the show she was watching. And when she addressed him, he was like, "What? I got thin cheeks."
Oh, we hear it every morning.
I have thin cheeks.
You don't have thin cheeks. Those are chunky. You know, it looks like a hamster eating sometimes.
That's just because there's a lot inside my mouth, but I have very thin,
all right,
very acoustically thin cheeks. Sometimes you guys will say, "Oh, why are you chewing your mouth open?" And I'm like, "I have my mouth closed. They're just, you hear a lot of noise." It is true. It is true.
Cato, does he chew with his mouth open? Open or closed? Yes.
No.
It echoes.
Sometimes.
See,
sometimes.
You're wrong. They're closed. It still makes. I am me.
I know, but you're not paying attention to you.
I am.
It's like subconscious.
Yes. It's just because he has thin cheeks.
Thank you. So right. This whole thing is just a disease out there that people need to avoid. Mm. If you want a happy marriage, ladies, stay away from these things.
Okay.
Stay away from these groups of women that talk bad about their husbands.
Yeah.
Stay away from real life groups of women that talk bad about their husbands.
Yeah.
Or even worse, the worst plague of all is the women who are going through or recently had divorces.
Yeah.
Those people are a bad influence.
I think as far as the married people go, you need that little bit of picking on each other and joking with each other.
Well, sure.
And the things I say about John, I'm going to say to his face first. I mean, he knows. So it's not like anything behind his back. Or I say it on the radio sometimes.
Yeah.
So everyone knows.
But I think it can be on the flip side with the guys. I think encourage. You want to encourage and edify the other person.
Yes.
Yes. That's. I think it goes both ways.
So I got a friend that his wife joined a group of women who met with a life coach.
How old is he?
The life coach?
No. The friend.
Oh, well, I don't know his exact age. I mean, he's in his 40s.
So he joined women?
Okay, let me start over again. I have a friend and his wife joined a group of women who met with a life coach.
Gotcha, okay.
They met at one of the girls' houses every month.
Mm-hmm.
And after the first meeting, she was starting to get a little disenchanted, and she said they were mostly drinking and running down their husbands.
Oh, wow.
Mm. Which was weird because he knew most of the guys.
Mm-hmm.
After three meetings, she bailed out because she said it wasn't the uplifting experience she had hoped it would be. Because they were just basically ragging on their husbands.
Yeah.
So then they turned on her and stopped any socialization with her. And pretty much they now one of the women who's on that group has divorced. One is married and one of them left the group. So they don't know.
Yeah. You don't want to be catty. I mean, you need to be around positive people for sure. But there's a difference between poking fun at each other and just being negative and mean.
I mean, honestly, that's why I'm with Tom all the time. I mean, someone that's encouraging and positive.
But he's not to you.
Oh.
But I am to other people that deserve it.
Yeah.
That'll rub off.
But he said he believes that there is a divorce contagion, that if you hang out with other people who are going through this, they need to try to convince themselves that what they're doing is a good thing, so they try to bring you into it as well.
That's very general information, because there's good divorce people that I know that's been through it and said, hey, here's something you should not do, or here's some some encouraging information about it. Because you've been in it. You know it.
That's not what this is about. This is people that are going through the divorce.
Well, you just made it sound like everybody that's going...
You didn't even understand the beginning of this.
Kind of like we are, like, we have cooties or something.
No, I'm not like talking about you. You sound very
defensive. I sound like I have cooties.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? One of the other complaints is that he cleared his throat too much.
Oh.
The husband?
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow, she actually may be the one with a problem. Maybe she has oversensitively hearing. I don't know. So, but as I was saying, for Hawk misunderstood it, is that these women.
See, why do you have to even say it like
because
that?
Because before
Hawk misunderstood it.
Because you attacked this whole thing and you attacked it based on the wrong info.
You said don't hang out with divorced people.
No,
because they can be a bad influence
on
you.
What
did
I said,
he not say that?
No, I'll read it to you again.
I think that's what I heard, but
yes.
I also agree with him because it happened to me.
Well,
thank
I agree.
And oh, my God.
The divorced person or the one that's just separated from her husband, she's going to want to go out and have drinks.
Right.
So my ex was going out with her, and I'm
wait
a minute.
That's bad.
You know,
Yeah.
This is why I don't give him encouragement, Cato.
But you also have to encourage people that are in that situation that's been through it because, you know, you want to include them too, not just...
Well, as my friend said, it was brainwashing disguised as life coaching. And they say the women also, the fact that they would turn on the women who left the group and actually quit being friends with them, and it was because they wanted someone to support what they were doing,
right,
not someone who was actually having a successful marriage and making them feel bad about it.
You're right, Tom.
Thank you, Kato.
He should have changed it to wife coaching and not life coaching. Get it?
It was.
Wife coaching and not life coaching, because there are life coaches, but it'd be specifically for wives. Then you get a husband coach, too.
You're not going to get any more encouragement either from that. Just saying. So, anyway, my friend said, like you, Cato, he said that he did not like that at all. His wife, fortunately, didn't like it either. And then, like I said, some of the people who were in that group ended up divorced anyway when they were going to a life coach to supposedly make their lives better.
And who wants to sit around and just listen to anyone just complain about their life or their partner? Or I mean, that's... I don't need negativity from other people.
I'm
with you. I have enough in my life already.
Me either, Cato.
Yeah. Okay. Positivity. Let's be positive for the rest of the show, okay?
It's Friday.
We have a big-time comedy star coming in, helping us celebrate our 25th anniversary or birthday coming up.
Carlos Mencia.
Yeah. So we got a big surprise coming up for you there. It's going to be fun. We're going to be encouraging and fun.
We have a surprise?
Well, Carlos. I mean, we kind of blew it just then, but
yeah.
I'm positive this break has gone downhill.
I'm positive it should be over now.
Listen. It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
You know, we talk a lot about food and the preparers of your food here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Right.
I think one of the reasons we talk about it so much is that we are all very concerned that someone might do something to our food if we mess with them.
I think you are concerned about that.
Well, I think most people are. I think all of us are a little nervous about sending food back.
Okay, I see your point.
I mean, I've had some steaks that were very underdone, and I would go, hey, do you guys mind just heat this up a little bit longer? And I hope that won't upset them, because I'm just going, just throw it back in for a minute. I'm hoping that's not going to make you spit on it, right? But I try not to be difficult.
I'm the same way. In fact, I have eaten a steak that was too raw for me because I did not want to send it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I've done that too, and it's a shame because you should be able to just go, hey, I just need a little hotter, please.
Gotcha.
But there's a reason that you're worried about this, and you're not mistaken to be worried about it. The new story out now is Brent Bradley of Georgetown, Texas, called a pizza place called Papa Murphy's.
Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
He ordered a Canadian bacon and pineapple pizza right before closing time.
Oh.
When he got there to pick it up, before he got into the store, he noticed through the window that the employee who was taking a pizza out of the oven pulled it out, unzipped his pants, and put his privates on it.
Oh, no.
Oh, hot.
I did not order the anchovies.
No, that's the pepperoni, dude.
Oh, no. That's not pepperonis.
Yes, it is.
No.
It's a pepperoni.
No,
never mind.
Pepperonis are your nipples.
Hawk.
That's the sausage.
That's too far. Both of you. Okay, here's the thing. The guy went in, and as he saw this guy bag up the pizza, he realized it was his pizza.
Oh, boy.
So he confronted him. He says, hey, I just saw you through the window. You put your private parts on that pizza.
I don't blame him.
Well, the employee was 18-year-old Austin Simons, and he said, man, you're right. I'm sorry. That was stupid. And I'm assuming he made a new pizza or offered to make a new pizza at that point. They don't go into detail here.
Okay.
But Brent was upset enough that he spoke with the manager the next day.
I don't blame him.
Austin was fired.
Yeah.
And also arrested for felony tampering with a consumer product.
Good. Yeah.
The police report says that what Austin did constitutes felony tampering because, quote, substances such as fecal matter could be transferred by sweat and could have transferred to the pizza when Austin scrubbed that part of his body.
Hold that, too. I don't want that on my pizza either.
I'm amazed that he didn't burn himself.
I know.
I mean, I worked at Little Caesars whenever I was in high school.
Pizza.
I couldn't get near one of those pizzas when they came out of that 600-degree oven.
See, but that's what I don't understand, because usually Papa Murphy's don't cook your pizza. They make it and give it to you to take home to
cook. That's why he was able to do that, because it wasn't fully hot, I bet.
Because you threw me off when you said pulling it out of the oven, because you just go order the pizza, take it home.
But they half-cook it, right?
They have cooked
that's
before.
That's what he probably was doing, was he had pulled it out of the half-cook oven.
No, they don't half-cook it.
Oh.
I said they have cooked in the past. I've seen them cook pizza. So they may do that, but normally you're just getting the pizza raw.
You know what's so kind of funny? He went ahead and admitted it at that point.
Well, at that point, I guess he's trying to go, I'm sorry, man, that was dumb. Let me get you another one.
But so he thinks the guy's going to just let it go with that? That's what I mean. That's kind of silly.
It's still good. Imagine when you're in the court in front of the judge, and if you had been belligerent, the judge is going to be going, and you were even belligerent to him.
Yeah.
At least here, he's going to be able to go, well, at least you were apologetic whenever you got caught.
Well, here's what I don't understand. All right, he puts his privates on the pizza. Mm-hmm. He sends it off. That guy's still going to order another pizza later. It could be right before closing again. It's not like he's getting revenge. It may make him feel better.
Well, it's a private revenge.
But the guy ordering the pizza, let's say he didn't see it. He went home and ate the pizza. The next night, he wants another pizza it's 2 minutes before closing.
It's still worth it.
Is it?
Yeah, because you're like, that guy ate the pizza and I put my junk on it.
Well, and now he might even go to prison for this.
Well, he should.
And what do? You're sitting there in jail.
Oh, no.
And you got all the prison guys around you. Hey, what are you in for? Well,
I beat up a guy.
I
put my privates on a pizza.
You did what?
I think I'd say murder.
Yeah.
Well, I will say this. You guys are asking if it's worth it or not, and I will say it is. It's that kind of revenge is worth it. I know firsthand. You feel so good about afterwards getting them like that.
What? You've done that before?
Well, never in a workplace setting, just with roommates.
Okay, well, roommates, it's different.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm glad you feel that way.
But roommates, you
get to... Oh, wait, you're my roommate. We were roommate for years.
I want to hear this.
I know now what you did with my Jimmy Dean sausage.
Did you like the pepperoni or the sausage?
Yeah, okay. I thought those Tony's pizzas taste funny.
So see the burn marks.
Okay, I've learned something new today. I will get revenge on you now that I know that.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
The Hawk and Tom Show is turning 25, and here to help us celebrate, Carlos Mencia hanging out with us this morning.
So, should we act like this is some Mexican restaurant, and you guys just walked in, and I was like, it's a birthday! Happy birthday to you!
And we're like paying you to go away at some point when they come around and sing at your table. You're like, please, just I want to eat.
Oh, yeah, is that what it is? You pay them to leave?
You're like, yeah, I just want to eat.
Well, we're so glad you decided to come in with the snow coming our way.
Yeah, you know what? You know what, though? I bet you it's going to be like 2 inches or maybe something like that. It's not going to be a big deal, but people are going to freak out.
Well, 2 inches here is a big deal.
It's the South. You know?
That's my point. Yeah. It's like Los Angeles. When it rains, there's 80,000 accidents.
Oh, gosh.
Literally, all that's news rain. Yeah. That's all it has to do.
So we usually get dustings, but they predicted Snowmageddon. And so I'm hoping this one's going to actually be real.
I have no idea. Like, every single time that happens, it never goes, like, they use those words like Snowmageddon and all that to the point where now there's nothing left to say.
It's
now you
true.
Have to say, there's a storm coming, it's going to be cold. That's it. That's all you can do.
I heard a name for the one in the Midwest. They're calling it the Saskatchewan Screamer. I'm like, that's a freaking, it's like a roller coaster.
We have to stop using these big words just to make, no, because everybody's wanting so much attention.
Yes.
That, you know, they used, before, I mean, I remember the news was, there's a cloud over here, precipitation coming, and, you know, it might snow. We'll see what happens. I was like, stay home. It's like it's 1500s and we're on a boat. Are there be clouds out there? Like, it's everything is, you're going to die. You're going to, oh, you know.
It's sensationalized, so then,
when they actually tell us stuff that's real, nobody people don't believe it anymore because it's just like
it's like the boy cried wolf.
Yeah, exactly. That's where we are
now. Here in the South, we buy bread and milk anytime it says the word snow. Is that like universal or is that just us?
Well, they don't
like
get snow. Clear.
Well, he said it rains. Okay, and they have wrecks. Like when they predict anything, we go buy all the milk and bread, and the store shelves are empty, and that's on the news.
Right, because as soon as they tell you to do something like that, to stay home, batten down the hatches, whatever it is, we go to that place for some reason, like it's again the 1500s, and go to bread and milk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right. Yeah, that's like we literally go back to like, we gotta get the bread and milk
and toilet paper too.
Well, that's the one thing. That's what I tell people. Right, this is how you know that Americans are all the same. When you get rid of, I watch Fox, I watch NBC, I QAnons, all that stuff. When you take away all that stuff and the people that are trying to divide us and all that, this is how you know Americans are exactly the same. It's what you said.
Okay.
I don't care what your socioeconomic status is. I don't care what your religion, race, color, creed. I don't care any of that stuff. The minute they told Americans to quarantine in 2020, we all thought the exact same thing. I'm going to poop a lot. I need toilet paper.
Yes. It's so true.
As an entire nation, we all went, I got to take care of my bunghole. That's the American thought. And that's how you know you live in the greatest country in the world.
Yeah.
Because people in other countries were worried about how to eat.
Mm-hmm.
How to feed their families.
Right.
Yeah.
We immediately went, oh, I know I'm going to eat. It's the prepping part I need to take care of. Like, so. we just forgot. Like, that's one of the biggest themes in my stand-up act right now is that, you know, Americans, we hear so much about what's wrong that we forgot.
How much is right.
How amazing it is. Like, we have fat poor people. We have an army base in a place called Djibouti, Africa.
Okay.
In Djibouti, Africa. This is real. Girth is a sign of wealth.
Okay.
My opening act weighs 370 pounds. So he's a big, big guy. 5'8"-ish. So he's big. Do you have any idea how difficult it was for me to try to convince these Africans that my friend is broke? They thought I was lying. They literally looked at me and were like, this man is a king. I'm like, he's not a king. He's a regular fat American. Like, this is what we look like. And they were like, you are a good, loyal subject. I'm like, I'm not a loyal subject. This dude is just a fat American. Yeah. And then I realized, you know, over half of the planet Earth wakes up thinking, what am I going to eat today? America's biggest problem is obesity.
Well, I wake up thinking, what am I going to eat today?
That's all he thinks about. I mean, he eats the whole time we're here on the show each morning, 4 hours.
But that's awesome.
Yeah. I know, right?
That just goes to show you, right? That's how awesome. In other countries, they're like, what are we going to eat? In America, we're like, how do I stop feeding my fat face?
Yeah. It's a different, what am I going to eat for me? Mine's a choice. Theirs is, am I going to have anything?
Yeah, but we forgot. Like, we go camping in this country. We literally have such an amazing life that once a year we pretend we're homeless for a week. and here's the perspective. If you know anybody who's an illegal immigrant, invite them the next time you go camping to go camping. Uh-huh. Don't rely on my word for it. Just be like, Julio, we're going camping. You want to come? And this is how the conversation is going to go. What is camping? Oh, it's amazing. It's when you get rid of all this. You know, no cars, no traffic, no house, no radio, no electricity, no cable, no internet, no Wi-Fi. You get to go in the forest and take a dump wherever you want. Well, those are the reasons I left Mexico. I realized that my family has been camping for thousands of years.
All right. Carlos is going to be at the Comedy Zone Greenville Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I think there are still tickets for those shows, at least some of them left. So you want to check that out. And we're going to have Carlos on a couple more times here on the show, so don't go anywhere.
Can you stick around?
Of course.
Helping us celebrate our 25th birthday here on the Hawk and Tom Show.
Happy 25!
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We're turning 25, and our special guest helping us celebrate, coming into town to help us celebrate, Carlos Mencia.
Thank you, Carlos.
Don't do that.
I'm even grabbing the microphone.
I know.
Really sexy and exotic.
Hawk's knees started to wobble.
You got to quit. I'm crying while the songs are playing.
I was going to commit to it.
Okay, while the songs were playing, we talked about something, and I want to carry it on to the air. We were talking about cancel culture. And you and I was saying how I hate it, and it must be hard for comedians, right?
Yeah. First of all, if you look at the internet, okay, I didn't know this, by the way, until recently when some guy came up to me after a show, said, it's the greatest show I've ever seen, followed up by, you know, you're the first. So I said, oh, that's great. I'm the first person you ever saw perform. He said, no, you're the first person who ever canceled. It's so good to see that you're out here doing your thing.
Oh, wow.
And really? I went, what do you mean? He's like, go on the internet. You'll see. The internet's first victim, the internet's first person they ever tried to cancel as a whole was you. And I went online and checked in the 2008 through now, pretty much, up until recently. It's true. Okay. I was the first guy that the internet really tried to, like, shut down.
And why did they do that?
There's a lot of reasons, I would imagine. For personally, you know, look, when you're successful, sadly, people just take you down no matter what.
I agree.
And by the way,
jealousy.
It is so much easier to say that guy sucks than to be funnier. Yeah. Or who's the guy that you like? Well, nobody knows him. You know, there's always a reason. But what it boils down to is, you know, once we started having less than four kids per family unit, this started happening. Because now kids believe that they're the center of the universe because they are.
Yeah, absolutely. I do it.
Not according to me. Yeah. But when you have one kid... Like, okay, here's what I'm saying. If you have one kid as good of a human being as you are a horrible parent.
Right.
Horrible parent. And if you don't believe me, ask anybody that has five kids, how good were you on the first kid?
Yes.
And they'll tell you, like, straight up, like, but if you think I'm lying, go next weekend or whenever you have, go to a park and watch kids play. And you'll inevitably see three to four kids that while they're walking up to the base, to home plate, they're almost crying. They don't want to be there. It's not anything they want to be doing, but their dad had this dream because he was a Gamecock and he almost made it. You know what I mean? And there's this kid and you see him strike out and they're like, I don't want to be here. And the dad's like, you almost did it, Jimmy. But here's the thing. Ask anybody that only has one kid a very important question so you understand that I'm not lying to you. Ask them if their kid is smart. And I guarantee you they will say yes.
Uh-huh.
Is it possible that all single children in the world are smart?
Probably not.
Or is it hard to believe you got a dumbass?
Okay. Not to offend anybody that has a single, you know,
but
one
single
kid.
But see, here's the point. I'm not trying to be offensive. I'm trying to make you a better parent to make you understand that, you know, you have to ignore children sometimes.
Now, you have a couple kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yours are younger. Yeah.
Yeah. One. I got a 4-year-old.
Wow, that's going to keep the house hopping.
Well, here's what I do with my kids. With my kids, I tell my kids three times when it's something dangerous, don't do it. On the fourth time, I let them do it.
Right.
I hide and I watch them. And when they fall or whatever happens, I come out. Yeah. I don't even say anything. I just give them that look like, what did I tell you? My son knows he's not supposed to run in the house. He's 4 years old. Yeah. He's running inside the house. Uh-huh. He slips and falls. I'm watching him. I'm looking right at him. He knows he's not supposed to do that. I don't know if he hurt himself, but I think he kind of did because he did that thing where he didn't see that I was there at first, so he started to cry. But then when he saw me, he tried to turn it into a laugh. You know, so he went, and then he saw me and he went, ha, 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 ha. You know, and thank God my wife was there. So I'm looking at her like, check our son. I have to stay in character. I still got to maintain his integrity. I can't break down at this moment or he's never going to believe me.
Now, you and your wife have a good relationship.
Yeah, but we play good cop, bad cop.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
She's just the good cop.
Okay.
Right?
So. I'm the good cop. I'm the one who's too permissive.
Well, I have 11 sisters and 6 brothers.
Oh, wow.
I have 78 nephews and nieces.
Holy crap.
My mom had 18 kids.
Okay, wow. My
dad's favorite joke is my mother never had periods, she just had people.
Okay. Oh, wow. That was his fault, he knows, right?
Yeah, but when you have that many... You know, kids, it's different. You see them for who they are, right?
Right.
I see my kids for who they are. I could tell you what's wrong with my first kid and what's wrong with my second kid.
Okay.
All right.
So, there are shortcomings.
But in a way, you were raising a single child for a long time. for 10 years.
That's why he knows this so well.
Okay.
Kind of.
So, okay, now it's funny because you talk about how many kids your mom had. My wife and I, we had two kids, and mm-hmm. we figured out what was causing it, and we stopped that.
You stopped that immediately?
Now, growing up with so many brothers and sisters, I mean, I've heard some of your funny stories.
Yeah,
just talking about as you're doing your comedy routine.
Always.
Most of that's true.
All of them are true. My favorite story of my mom, I can't tell it because it's so long, but basically, somebody said to me the other day, it was easier raising kids when you were a kid because you could legally beat your children.
Yeah.
Now, I said to her, do I look like I'm 100? It was never legal to beat your children when I was growing up.
Yeah. Not to beat them, no.
And that was a problem where I was growing up because I grew up in East Los Angeles and 97% of the people in my community were immigrants.
Okay.
And these were immigrants coming from harsh third world countries who, you know, when they beat their kids.
They beat their kids.
Wow. Yeah.
And so they sent a sheriff to our school to explain to us that you can't do that.
Yeah.
That's illegal, right? Mm-hmm. Look, I'm 54 years old. This was when I was 10 years old. Mm-hmm. The number that officer put on my desk was 213-263-0203.
Wow.
I still remember that number.
Wow.
Because that's how relevant it was for my life on that moment. I came home and I told my mom, did you know that you've been breaking the law, Mom?
Oh, wow. How'd that go?
My mom said, oh, you're smart. You're very intelligent. And you're different from your brothers and sisters. They never said anything to me. But you're smart. I'm never going to hit you again. You've been asking for shoes for how long? I go, for like 6 months. She goes, what shoes do you want? And I said, I want LA Gears. And she said, well, we have to drive to Mexico to get those because they're less expensive. So we drove to Mexico to buy my shoes. It was a ruse. The whole thing was a ruse.
Oh, no.
Dude, the minute we got across the bridge and crossed that little red line.
She beat you.
Oh, my God. We literally took one step into Mexico and my mom goes, do you know where we are now? And that's all I remember. That's all I remember. And then I remember hearing one of the Mexican federales yelling out, lady, no! And if she was here, she would tell you and she wouldn't apologize. And, you know, but there's a difference.
Yeah.
You know, here's the difference. My dad told me this the other day. Your generation, you live for your kids.
Yeah.
You have let's kids for them. You move to a neighborhood so that they could go to the right school. You do things for your children that my generation never, ever did.
Right.
And I didn't realize that until I went with my buddy to drop his kid off at a university, an orientation day.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching all these parents just weep.
Yeah.
As if their lives are over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right? And I imagine the opposite.
They're weeping because they have a life.
I imagine them,
now.
You know, the farther they are, the happier they're getting. Like, freedom! I'm watching parents crying, and I thought to myself, that would never be me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I can't wait for my 4-year-old to leave my house.
The
day I drop him off, I'm going to look at my wife, and she's going to cry, what are we going to do now? All the stuff we used to do before they ruined it. What do you think?
All right, Carlos will be at the Comedy Zone this weekend. Tonight, Saturday night, Sunday night. He's helping us celebrate today, and we'll have him on for a few more minutes here on the show, so don't go anywhere.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We're expecting snow on Sunday and lots of laughs in the forecast because Carlos Mencia here in the studio with us this morning. He is going to be at the Comedy Zone Friday tonight. Mm-hmm. Two shows, 7 and 9. Saturday, 6 and 9. And then Sunday at 7 p.m., I'm assuming that's going to go on snow or no snow.
Yeah.
The 6 p.m. show, is that for like the people that are older that want to get to bed and have the show?
I mean what I'm about to say, sincerely, because this is the end.
Right.
Do not come if you're easily offended, have sacred cows, or think that anything is off limits.
Okay.
Last year, toward the end of the year, 13 American troops died in Afghanistan so that I could have the freedom to say whatever I want as long as I think it's funny.
Yeah.
If you understand that, then come. If you don't, please stay home.
Yes.
I'm not for you.
Don't go and get offended when the man has already told you that you might get offended. If you don't have thick skin. I'm so with you.
Well,
I think when I
make fun of me, listen, nobody's going to complain when I make fun of Latinos or my family or me or my kid or my wife. nobody's going to complain.
Right. Yeah.
It's the minute that I talk about you and your kids
right.
that it's off limits.
All of a sudden you're
and
a bad
I call
guy.
BS. If you let me make fun of, here's the rule. If you're able to laugh at yourself, then you can laugh at anybody else. Mm-hmm. I don't care what the joke is.
I
if you
agree.
Can't, then you don't. And that's it. It's really that simple. I'm tired of it. I'm not a homophobe. I'm not any of that. I'm just a human being with curiosities. You know, if I see a man in a dress, I don't care, but my brain's going to go, wait, what? Like, first, it's
right.
just is.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you hate them.
No,
it's
if
just
I see breasts in an Adam's apple, my brain is going to go, 5 + 5 = 11. Wait, what? And, you know, then we're going to talk and hang out and have a beer and whatever. That's fine. But don't take away my morbid curiosity as a human being. Don't make me into a robot. I'm not. I'm a person. I get mad. I get frustrated, all that beautiful stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you've only offended us 3 or 4 times.
That's right. it? I'm going to work on that, man.
I love it.
Next time, 11 or 12 for sure.
We love it's refreshing because it is such a culture now that everybody gets offended.
Because everybody gets paid attention to it. Because when you have one kid, you listen to every little thing. Me and my wife had this argument all the time.
Yeah.
He's sad. Yeah, he's sad. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
My son goes to a school called Campbell Hall. $40,000 a year.
Oh, my wow. goodness.
Okay?
Ooh.
He's in the 9th grade.
Oh.
Wow.
I'm freaking out. Freaking out.
Me
trying
too.
To figure out how to pay for this during COVID where I'm making less money and I'm not performing as much because a lot of the clubs aren't, you know.
Right.
Yeah, right.
I'm driving my kid to school, right? I look over. He's got a weird face. And I go, what's wrong, bro? I swear to God. My son goes, Dad, I have anxiety. Oh, you have anxiety? Why don't you enlighten me and tell me what's wrong with your life? Because I'm trying to figure out how to pay for your school so that you can complain about the school that you go to.
Well, Carlos, thank you so much for helping us celebrate our 25th birthday and coming in. And
happy birthday.
Yeah,
hanging out at the Comedy Zone this weekend. We appreciate you being a part of the show.
Appreciate you guys, man.
Thank
Thanks.
You.
All right. And if you need a ride, my mom's out in the parking lot. Okay? Mom, come get me. I'm done.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.